The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
We are pre-vegan week at the moment. Roz is snacking.
So lekker. I can't even speak because my mouth is full of quinoa and tofu and pulled pork with a Q. It's not proper pork. You'll never guess what it is.
That was a very interesting thing. And I really liked it. Because do you know what it is when you're coming to cooking, right? You need like a couple of basic things.
Yeah.
That you can use. So we do a lot of like, I mean, last night at home we made carbonara, which is that pasta sauce you make with egg.
Yes.
Right. And then we put like broccoli and some bacon bits and stuff in there. And it was very lacquer because the bacon bits all salty and crunchy. And then the broccoli is nice and green and fresh. And the sauce is so good. But like, what do vegans do when you need eggs?
It depends on what you want to use it for. But basically, if you have a recipe, baking recipe, and you need an egg, you can use 2 tablespoons and a little bit of water of corn flour or potato starch or tapioca starch.
Okay.
And that's your binding agent that becomes an egg. Also flaxseed. You can make a flaxseed egg.
Got you. And then if I'm not looking for like an egg like that, what if I need to make a sauce or a hollandaise or a mayonnaise or something like that?
I think one can experiment with some aquafaba. Aquafaba is...
I've heard of this stuff.
Yes,
what is it?
Yes, on those cooking shows you see that. Yeah.
What is an aquafaba?
Aquafaba is the water of the bean, aquafaba.
Oh.
So when you have your chickpea, tin of chickpeas, you keep the water aside and it's like a jelly consistency. And then you whip that up. And that is what
it whips.
It can whip, and then you can add some stabilizers to it. It needs something acidic to emulsify with oil to make a
lemon juice there.
Yes, or apple cider vinegar.
Ooh.
And you can make a nice mayo with that, and then you can use that mayo maybe to put into your hollandaise sauce and put a bit of turmeric to get a nice color.
So that's how you make vegan mayo?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. We've learned. Because if I'm going to be eating wraps for lunch next week, you know, crunchy veggie wrappy things, you want like a layer of either hummus or mayonnaise or something on there. With lekker wees.
Yes. I'm concerned about next week because I have a very like... Ek spa uit soekerig.
Wait. Roz is concerned. Let me change it up. Hold on.
I am concerned. So like... There's so many things I don't eat. I don't eat tomato. I don't eat any melon. I don't eat sweet potato. I don't eat any like beany things. I like edamame beans. So like I'm going to have very limited options. But that's also good for me because then I can eat the same thing every day and not fall off the wagon.
Sounds
that's what helps
awful.
Me. It meal really prep. Does help me. So meal prep. Hey?
Yeah.
Would that be your advice for me?
Yeah. Do you eat lentils?
Yes.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I enjoy lentils. Chickpeas I like.
There you
but
go.
It must be chismush.
I feel like you could live on nothing but chickpeas next week.
Yeah.
If you needed to do a week of chickpeas, you could.
Chickpeas and French fries and Oreos. Let's go.
We're going to be making some of these things. Ilette is here. She's going to teach us how to make the vegan mayo.
Yeah.
What else are we making?
Hummus, to show you how to make some hummus, and the nice cream that you guys are enjoying.
Nice cream is also good. And then we've been tasting some of her food as well. What is the thing that I jokingly called an eel?
It is my peeled pork.
What is it made of?
Banana peels.
Really? Is that what that was?
Yes.
It was like a thin, bacony, like crunchy thing.
Yes.
It was delicious.
Yes.
Banana peel.
Yes. So what you do when you make your nice cream out of your bananas, you chop your bananas up, put it in the freezer, freeze it nice and hard, chuck it in your food processor, and as soon as that food processor goes on, you throw in coconut cream, and it becomes a nice ice cream consistency. And then you don't throw your banana peels away. You take those peels, you wash them off, you gently scrape some of that white off in the inside, and then you cut them into peels, and you put them in soya sauce and a little bit of liquid smoke. That's that smoky flavor that you tasted.
No wonder that works so
well.
And
then you marinate it overnight and fry it up in a pan the next day. And if you want to make biltong out of it, you can put it in the dehydrator.
I mean, that was very close to biltong's flavor.
Yes.
That really was on the way. I'm looking forward to next week. I think it's going to be fun. Ons gaan het probeer. We're going to post all the recipes we end up deciding on next week on Jacka Drive on Instagram and on Facebook.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.